Good morning. It's 11 o'clock. Straight up. Saturday morning, March the 9th, 2024. Here in the High Plains, east of the Rocky Mountains, in Greeley, Colorado. Beautiful day, sunny. It would be warm, except it's 48 degrees. It's warm enough. Don't get me wrong. I came without an extra sweater today, so. Brisk. Racing. My fingers are cold, but mostly I'm warm enough. And the rest of this walk will be in full sun, so that's going to add a lot to the body temperature here. So yeah, I missed the last couple of days. This is Saturday, Thursday. I missed Thursday. I looked out Thursday morning and it was gray. It was nasty looking. It was cold. Wind was blowing. And I thought, oh well, I'll let it warm up a little bit. It was 30 degrees. Well, I'll let it warm up a little bit. I got all the way up to 33, maybe. Well, I'll let it warm up a little. It never did look any better. The day did not get any better as it unwound. It just kept getting worse and worse. And then yesterday was rain and snow. Welcome to March. Today's beautiful. The snow did not stay. It was, the ground's warm enough that, particularly on the sidewalks, it didn't stay. Everything was wet and nasty. I did a grocery run, so I got the upper body workout yesterday. And so here I am walking today. And I'm anxious to get back. I got a hot word processor going over home. Got to get back to it. Yeah. That's exactly what it means. I think I have... Well, I hate to say it because I've said it so many times and I've been wrong so many times, and I hate to jinx it, but I think I've got a core now that I can write around, I can work toward, I can deal with. So we'll see. We'll see if this one works out. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I was going to keep notes. Yeah, I've been playing City Skylines. It's a game I had a while. I've had for a while. I got it. I forget when it was on sale. And I got it when it was on sale. I don't have any of the DLCs. I don't know if any of them were free. They might be. We'll have to see. Check to see. No mods, just playing straight vanilla City Skylines, trying to figure out how to make it all work. It's not intuitively obvious to the casual observer. how electricity and water work. And it's certainly not obvious how things like streetlights and stop signs and all that work. Holy cow. But there's a YouTube series that I started watching. City Planner Plays City Skylines. And this is City Skylines 1. It's not 2. It's the original, so it's pretty simple. And simple is my middle name, so I'm good with that. I've tried playing Ark a little bit lately, and it's just not... Ark Ascended is just... Yeah. There's just so much wrong with the game still. Evolved is better. I miss being able to play on Scorched Earth. Scorched Earth might be my favorite map. The island has pretty much everything you need except for cactus sap, I think. And of course, a lot of the quality of life stuff isn't there at all. I've gone ahead and used the override flags on a game to turn cryopods back on. I've collected all the artifacts. I've managed to beat all the caves once, at least, some of them more than once. But what remains in terms of actual gameplay beyond, you know, just wandering around building bases wherever I have a pretty view. The gameplay at this point is find an Archaeopteryx so that I can bypass the tech cave. I need to be able to... I forgot. How did I beat the Overseer the first time? Oh, well, I had tech gear, of course. So, yeah, I don't know. Played Railroad Tycoon. That was for a $4 game. That's given me a certain amount of pleasure. The Sid Meier's Railroads. The map, the interface, it's just too kludgy. It's really ridiculous. There's a big gap in perspective between the first person view, for lack of a better term, and the mini-map. So you can only zoom out so far. So it's really difficult to see what's around you on the map on railroads. I really don't like it. At least with with three, you can zoom out and see pretty much the whole map, and then zoom into where you want to look. And that makes navigation so much easier. It makes laying track a little more difficult, but I like it better. But in terms of game, I think Cities is Cities is a good world builder. I don't know what the game is. Business simulator. I like it a lot. And I wonder, did they pour? I'm walking past where they've been working on the culverts. They've got a form. Step on sideways. They've got a form set up down around the end here. I don't know if they've actually poured the concrete in it or not. Might have been waiting for warmer weather. They're not working today, though, so. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Ow. Ah. Yikes. Caught my palm knuckles on the edge of the metal. I slapped it just a touch too hard, I think. What am I reading? I'm reading book two of that that series. Conjuring of Ravens was book one. What's book two? Binding of Blood. A Binding of Blood. It's really pretty good. It's dragged me in. The main character trying to deal with poverty and class and the established politics of the city. It's quite intriguing. It's quite intriguing. The idea that the main character switches. Well, I won't spoil it. There's stuff that happens that makes this whole thing doubly amusing and interesting. I'm just having a lot of fun with it. Now that I've gotten into the world, I just went from book one, just dove right into book two. I was gonna go, oh well, let me read some samples. Let me promote some new authors. No, this is this is way too good. So I know what I'm going to be promoting in the newsletter this month, besides the good news about the cat. I've written more in the last 2 days. The last 3 days. I've written more about the cat in the last 3 days than I have in the previous 3 months, I think. Certainly more useful stuff. Yeah, that's interesting. Putting an extension on the garage. my mouth. The gift that keeps on giving. Anyway. Had a very relaxing afternoon yesterday. Just sort of laid back and let the day unfold. Watched my bids on some high-end pens get blown out of the water. But I am not. The fountain pen question of the day the other day was, what's your limit? What's your dollar limit on what you're going to buy? And mine's around 15. Mine's around 15 bucks, including shipping. So I have a spreadsheet that I put in. If there's an auction, they usually tell you what the shipping is going to be. I got burned by one auction. Shipping was more than the pen, but they wouldn't tell me what the shipping was in advance, which is kind of a rip. But I may not be using that auction site again. We'll see. eBay is pretty good though. It's like, okay, standard shipping, free shipping is great. I love it when they put in free shipping. I'll bid high on free shipping, but. But anyway, I got, I picked up a bunch of fully refurbished and serviced pens that I pay a little bit more for, but my average is still around $13. But there's a lot of high-end pens out there. I've actually picked up some with gold nibs for cheap. One of which needs an overhaul before I can do too much with it. It needs to have its ink sac replaced. But I've picked up some nice pens. I picked up a Parker Prelude that was in pretty much new condition as far as I can tell. Picked up a few Watermans. The Watermans are interesting. The Watermans are supposed to be like a really premium brand, but the pens that I've picked up aren't the premium models. I've actually picked up a couple of Waterman CFs. That's cartridge filler. And those apparently, the one I have that I've got working at the moment that I had to order some special cartridges in order to put ink in it. And I had to do that twice because the first batch I ordered was the wrong size. And this uses small, short. Not minis necessarily, but they're not the long ones, that's for sure. So I finally got some ink in one of them, and it works really nice. I have to say, I looked up the model. I figured out. I've done a lot of research on these pens. The research, I think, is as much fun as the writing. Although, man, I'm doing a lot of writing by hand. My handwriting is getting just a little bit better. It's still not great, but a little bit better. There we go. But I do 3-4, sometimes 6 pages of writing drills a day. I have my book notes diary that I'm making notes about Shackelford House and and the new storyline. I have my daily journal. I pick a different pen every morning to write in my daily journal. I have a pen du jour. It's kind of fun. I'm trying to use up. I got a Parker Vector. And it's a good pen. It writes really smooth. I really like the way it writes. But I don't like the way it feels. Everything still gets compared to my Lamy Safari. And it's nice, chunky, solid grip. The Wingsong 612, I love it. It works so smooth. It's got a nice weight. But there's something about the grip that it tends to, as I'm writing, it tends to migrate so that the pen actually twists in my fingers until I've got it turned at an awkward angle of the nib, and it starts to skip. So I have to put my fingers back in the right spot, and I haven't quite figured out how to manage that. But I've got three pens that do the same thing. And I suspect it has to do with the shape of the hood on the nib, the hooded nibs. A lot of these pens have hooded nibs. I didn't realize how many pens used hooded nibs. But I want to use up some of this ink. The green, oh my God, the green is so beautiful. Not an ink color I thought I would be overly enamored of, but the Rohrer and Klingner Verdura. Beautiful, rich, lovely green. Samples, man. Holy crap. Samples are fun. Enough for 3, 4, 5 fills. They go for a long time. But I really do have to start a photographic inventory so that I can keep track of what these pens are, and that I don't lose the history of the pens that I've tracked down. Some of them are, I've got a couple that go back to the 40s. Most of them are in the 80s and 90s, I think. But still, I mean, this is 2024. Anything prior to 1999 is more than 25 years old. The fact that I can find these pens and still use them is kind of remarkable. However, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.